Hey people, welcome to Online Podcast. Can you imagine what time it is right now? I'm recording this on a Sunday. It is 5:56 p.m. and as you can hear from my voice that I sort of just kind of oh pookie gala I just sort of got out of bed. Now, I wasn't sleeping. I was awake this morning, but it's just that I just didn't want to do anything. So the whole time I was on my computer. I was chatting with a listener of mine on from Penang, Hokkien. And oh, you know what? I want to say hello to all the people, new people that I met at PodCamp Midwest yesterday. This past weekend, especially those that I think I get to talk to most people. Now I'm trying to recall their names. I remember Michael, the photographer, Sally, the writer, the two new beginners. Tom, is it Tom or Tim? Tom and Vicky? Whoops. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry if I've forgotten your name, but please write in and tell me. My gosh, I wish I don't have this handling noise of this device that I'm using. Anyway, and of course, all the other ones too that I met, especially those two guys that I spoke to, Nick's on the same table from Johnny's the other night. It was small, this PodCamp. So, yeah, I was going to talk about the PodCamp. The PodCamp was small, but I thought it was successful in many ways. I get to do my sessions to a very, very small crowd on podcasting using GarageBand and iTunes, as well as a group discussion of discovering personal journals, as well as what social podcasting is. And we get to talk to Jeffrey, who also owns a Zoom H2 that I get to talk to, and and Bruce also. Who also has a Zoom H2. So I actually met two other people who has that. And with, oh, sorry, my cell phone just diggity dig. Don't you love this? At least it's in stereo. Now I'm gonna throw it away. No, I mean, put my phone far away. That's why I'm monitoring this. Oh shit, maybe I have to turn it off. Do I have to turn it off? Oh, I can still hear it. Maybe I have to turn it. I don't want to turn the phone off. Oh well. Let me just put it very far from me. Let's see if it we can eliminate that. And one thing that I really got out of PodCamp myself was that I learned that the excitement is still there and there are still people who are genuinely interested in podcasting. Some people see it as a monetary opportunity to go into podcasting, and some just merely want to do it like how I want to do it. For the fun and for the power that comes with it. Sorry about my plosive with my power. And this show specifically, I want to really dedicate this particular podcast and discussion that I'll be talking about here in a few minutes, to Vicky and Tom. Am I remembering your names correctly? Was she? Well, both of them and Jeffrey came to my the group discussion. In fact, I thought nobody's going to show up for discovering personal journals, and I get to chat with them for a good amount of time, and hopefully inspired some ideas through our discussions, and also open up doors to using equipment out there that would allow them to do stuff. Like, to some people, And I think Vicky specifically, if I remember your name correctly, I think it's Vicky. Now I'm going to feel very self-conscious about that. But you have to write me in, please. Write to me and let me know if that's your correct name. Comment, or you can send me at ongline@gmail.com. I think I give you a business card, ongline@gmail.com. And let me know if that's the right name. She was very new to all these, you know, equipment and microphones and all that. And of course, I'm an equipment whore. And so I was trying to do my part to just say, hey, let's come play and actually make it a bit more comfortable for her. And hopefully she'll be able to get to a point where she's comfortable with her equipment and actually just forget about it. In fact, probably obsess about it like me. Talking about obsession with my equipment. Sorry! I just broke your ears by laughing too loudly into the microphone. You heard me swallow, sorry. Oh my gosh, you can hear my cat licking themselves. Listen closely. You hear my cat? I think you can hear Chai licking. I'm going to put the microphone up closer to him. Boy, you're loud. You're a loud licker. Are you Shirley Q? He's loud. Anyway, I wish I could just, you know, I think when I was wearing a glove or something, it's not as loud, this handling noise on this microphone, on this recorder. And there's so many things going on in my life right now that, well, not so many things, but there are a few things that is sort of major that is kind of exciting. One of them is Bruce's birthday is coming up this weekend, as you're listening to this on Monday. And I have gotten, I don't think I've actually gotten him anything that was sort of like a surprise. And he's not a big surprise person, but I finally found something that I think he would like, and then I purchased the item, and I think it's going to be delivered to me within the next day or two. And his birthday is actually next Monday, but we'll be celebrating it over this weekend. So I'm hoping that that's going to be exciting. And then the following week. In fact, right after I post a show that I will be chatting, that I've recorded, of this two young podcasting talents from Malaysia, talking specifically about their podcast and also podcasts in general, you'll be hearing that next week, next Monday. Paul Pereira and Andrew Lim from Malaysia, and they really are the future. I really think that they will hopefully get the podcasting scene going more mainstream in Malaysia, so hopefully they will do that, and you get to hear their input on things. And so that's what's coming up. My gosh, I'm hearing my cats licking themselves. Boy, can you be any louder? Jay? Girl, maybe it was you, girly. Was it you, girl? Girl! Oh, hey, Dashaway. Hey, Dashaway. Oh, you're a heavy breather. Yeah, Jay's a heavy breather because... Oh, yeah, I don't think I finished the story from last time I talked about him breathing loudly. He had some kind of virus in him when he was on the street, and that sort of deformed some of his nasal cavity, where there is supposed to be this webbings of bone structure inside of his nose cavity that would trap dusts and, you know, allergens and hair and stuff like that. And because of how that was sort of blocked and or deformed, and therefore there's not much filtration going on, and therefore he is very sensitive to, allergens. So he would sneeze a whole lot and also breathe very heavily. But he's going to be fine, though, the doctor said. The vet said that he'll live a happy, normal life. And he's such a darling. You are so cute, buddy boy. I just fed them. This weekend plus this last interview, this interview that you'll be hearing from me next week about podcasting in Malaysia, those are the two things that really got me going and becoming even more hopeful and excited about the new and exciting development in podcasting. And you're probably tired of this already. And so, is there anything I want to tell you? I wish I was so lazy when I was at PodCamp, and I didn't feel comfortable doing that too, because if there were many people at PodCamp, I would probably feel more comfortable just going around with a microphone, asking people and recording people, being in the event. And there were just a very small group of people. I think there were like 20 some people maybe. And I would say maybe about 40% new people, maybe. And the rest, Elizabeth from podcastingnews.com. If you haven't heard or heard of, I'm sure you have if you're especially if you're into podcasting. If you're not, if you're a listener, then you probably wouldn't be interested in this or even care about this. But podcastingnews.com is an amazing site that I discovered not too long after I got into podcasting, and also when I was trying to explain to people what podcasting is. So podcastingnews.com turned out to be Elizabeth's project from her husband. It's like a writing challenge, or not challenge, but projects that she has to do, that she wants to do, to go discover one new thing about podcasting every day. And that turned out to be a resourceful, great podcasting news website. And so she came from, I believe, Iowa, and covered PodCamp Midwest yesterday. And I was quite happy to get to chat with her. I just got the complete geekness out of me. Just, dig out all my geek juice. Talking about my podcast as well as talking about issues and topics that I personally am interested in. My personal philosophy about personal journals. I find, again, I'm going to stress that podcasting really brought out that new genre called personal journal. And sorry about that, handling noise, not too good. And I really think that it's, that's something that I really like doing, and I also like hearing from other people, and I'm hoping that that would be something that people would know exists, because I know from other people that somebody who's not aware of podcasting don't necessarily know that there's such a thing called personal journal. And even if they do, they would probably think that it is stupid to be interested in somebody that they completely do not know. Now, if it is coming from Paris Hilton or Britney Spears or I'm trying to think, Brad Pitt, or I'm trying to think of male, like, popular star, but I'm not very good with pop cultures, and so I don't really know. But let's say like a big star who post their podcast and just, talk about their daily lives, then maybe they would probably feel more inclined to go listen to that. But what can you find from just a normal person like me, for instance? And of course, many people, when they actually start listening to that, would discover that that is completely not the case. There are many things that you can relate to, connect to, and find either entertainment or find inspiration from the podcast that you listen to. It has definitely done that for me. Let me check on my record. Let me touch on the recorder. Now it comes up. Oh, 15 minutes. Okay, that's good. I don't know what I was going to talk about, but I know that I'll be in New York next, next weekend. Sorry. Oh my gosh, this is boring. This is a good example of a really bad show, personal journal show for Vicky and Tom. Is it Tim or something? Sorry, I'm just so horrible. I can't remember your names. I'm sorry. And of course, you know, if you're new to this, you probably want to also know about my background. And you can go back to the old shows. In fact, I want to let you know that I've started a new feed because I can, because I'm a feeder user. I started a new feed called Old. it's an show archive, pretty much. I've removed some of my shows from my main feed, which is onlinepodcast.com/in. Let me start that again. Over again. onlinepodcast.com/feed.xml. That is the original or the main feed of Online Podcast. Now, if you want to, if you subscribe to the show, and if and, you know, online, probably not so much, but my other shows, you probably want to go back to the archives and actually listen to a lot of stuff. But if you happen to be interested in checking out shows older than what's in this current feed, you can actually subscribe to another feed called onlinepodcast.com/old.xml. I have to remember that. onlinepodcast.com/old.xml. All you have to do, if you're using iTunes, which most of my listeners on this particular show is using iTunes, what you can do is go over to onlinepodcast.com. On the right-hand side, there is a subscription and show archive subscription. You can click on the iTunes easy one-click subscription to the old shows, or you can also go up to your advanced tab up on top and then put in your the feed that I just told you, which is onlinepodcast.com/old.xml. And that would get you the old stuff. And I don't know how old, though. I think I don't know how many feeds I have in there. But anyway, oh my gosh, I've got a headache. You know, I've been in bed for hours since last night. And I just kind of feel like it's kind of nice being a busy whore like me to not do anything today. I just pretty much was online, was chatting with my brother, was chatting with a listener of mine from Penang, Hokkien, and got into some really nice conversation about relationship and about how we sort of, when we get into a relationship when we are fairly young, we tend to do things that is a bit silly. Maybe I should talk about that, because I thought it was pretty poignant, the conversation that I had with him. And and we were talking about how when you get into a relationship, and I think I probably, good Lord, sorry about the cell phone. I put it really far away and it still does that. I think if I put it under my like skin, if I sit on it, it'll probably be not as loud. Anyway. So we were talking about relationships, getting into relationships, not knowing. Well, this is my personal experience. Of course, you may disagree with me, and I welcome conversations going on in this topic. You can leave me comments at my phone line 206-888-JOHN. 206-888-JOHN. And then we'll get a conversation going. But this is what I feel about relationship. I think sometimes people get into relationships thinking that it's a must and it's crucial to devote your 100% of yourself to the other person in the relationship. In the process, you lose yourself. In a way, and I'm sure you can relate. Try to tell me if you can relate. Because I feel like most people can if you've been into a relationship. It doesn't even have to be a romantic relationship. If it's just a very close friendship, you sometimes devote too much time to the other person. You give up too much for the other person. And not only are you losing yourself in that relationship, you are at the same time scaring the other person off. And not to say that it's completely your fault. It's just that you and the other person in the relationship has equal amount of responsibility to make the relationship work. And when you are in the relationship where you give so, or at least you think you're giving your full attention to the other person so that you would then show them how much you care for them, I think can turn out to be a bad move. Again, I'm saying this from personal experience and also from talking to many people with relationship issues or at least dealing with relationships. Yeah, losing yourself. I think the key thing is to be able to still be yourself and be a complete functioning full self without the other person being there. Does it mean that you don't care as much for the person you love? No, I think you still care the same. It's just that you don't lose yourself inside that relationship. I think that's hard to do for a young person. That's why if you get married very young, sometimes you will come into the situation. And if you do too much, if you know, all you need is the attention from that person that you love, then you are scaring that person off to this position where they feel like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You're just, you know, you want to control me, you want to be possessive and all that. And yeah, I've definitely been there. And it's easy to happen when you lose yourself. I think no matter whether or not the relationship lose you or coming out from a relationship or actually just being there's a certain part of you that is dying, that you sort of lose your own identity. All that could be a cause, I think, to getting into friendships or relationships that's like that. And of course, it doesn't resolve itself easily. It takes time. Sometimes it takes 3 years. Sometimes it takes 3 months. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it takes 6 months to realize that you're doing that. And also at the same time, it may take the same amount of time or more to put things back into order. That's what I think. I don't know what you think. That was a lot of words. I need to call Maiko. She was not feeling well. She's back from Japan now. I want to see her soon, hopefully. Of course, I'm also busy. This month is just crazy. Oh my gosh, I just remember I have to do something for another person. Oh, I need to file my taxes. Not taxes, my taxes. Again, my gosh, deja vu from last year. I'm trying to differentiate. Now, if you're new to this, if you're still listening to me, I have this problem, pronunciation problem. I have a problem with my English. So I have this pronunciation problem that I could not differentiate. I couldn't even hear the difference between Texas and taxes. And Texas, the state and taxes the money you pay the government to run the necessity stuff of the country and, you know, keep roads working and do all those kind of stuff. There are things. There are also things that's going on in my life that I don't want to talk about yet. It's all good. Don't worry about me. I think sometime in the future, in the next few months, I should be able to talk about it on here, but not currently. Even when I do talk about it, I think I probably want to be general. You know how I don't talk about certain stuff. And because, you know, it's a personal journal. It's not a reveal of every single thing of my life. So deal. Nick Thomas. Anyway, I'll probably post this show. I'll definitely just do this as a stereo show because I don't really need it to be... I mean, mono show, I don't need this to be stereo. But I want to say thank you to Jeffrey. I don't know if Jeffrey's going to check this out, but Jeffrey, a very interesting, smart personality, a person that I met yesterday at PodCamp Midwest. He is so funny, and he's so totally into his gadgets like me. I can totally relate. And when I first saw his Zoom H2 out, I just went straight and chat with him because I wanted to check to see if my power button on my Zoom H2 is broken. And it indeed is a broken button. So I've written to Amazon. I've written to the person that I bought the equipment through Amazon and see if I can actually get a replacement. And of course, I have all these upcoming, you know, trip to New York that I really needed this equipment. So, I mean, depending on how what the response is from them, Amazon or the person the third party dealer who are selling this equipment to me, I need to find out how to get the replacement and how soon can they actually do the replacement for me. So I went over and chat with him. Oh, yeah. And then he actually, when we were comparing our equipment, oh, my gosh, that sounds nasty. When we were comparing our equipment, I realized that my SD card that I was using takes a long time to initialize, or whatever you call it. The first time that... you know, when you turn on the equipment, your recorder, it takes a while to scan all the stuff and then be ready for you to record. Now, when Jeffrey was doing messing with his recorder, and he has the exact same type, 8 gig type 6, type 6 or whatever? It's the newest kind SDHC SD card. And it took about 12 seconds, he said. I said, mine definitely takes more than 20 seconds. So I think mine probably took like a minute or maybe close to 30 to 40 seconds before it would be ready for me to record. So I said, do you think it's a recorder or is it the card? Since we have the exact same kind of card, not exact, but different brand, but same type of card. And so I thought, maybe I'll use my card and put it in his Zoom H2. I'm so sorry. This can be delivered in a very nasty way. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be classy, at least for this particular show or this very moment. So I put my SD card and put it into his equipment. Into his H2. Good Lord. Appropriate. I want to be appropriate. Anyway, I take my recorder and put it into his... I take my card and put it into his recorder. And then it did take a long time. So that gave me the idea that it probably is my card and not my recorder. And so I came home and reformatted the SD card using the recorder. And sure enough, that fixed it. Now it's just 12 seconds, exactly like how Jeffrey's card is. So at least not as long as it used to be. So now I'm excited because I got that fixed. And when I go to New York, it doesn't have to take that time to load. And of course, most of all, I get to see my friend. I'm sure you get to hear about Henry when I am in New York. We'll be talking about our crazy fun college time when we were in the same college back home in Malaysia. We would, we clicked right away, you know, being both gays and having similar interests and studying the same thing. And in fact, we actually ended up majoring in the same, oh my gosh, minoring too? Yes, we had the same major and same minor in college. And we were roommates the whole time. So he now lives in San Francisco. And is visiting New York, and just when I heard that he'll be in New York the same time that the new PodCamp NYC was supposed to be, I said, "Oh my gosh, I will go to New York too, and we get to hang out together, and then I get to go to PodCamp." But obviously, that's not going to happen because PodCamp has been postponed to April, but the good thing is, I still get to meet many other podcasters. VJ, in fact, I was just sending him email back and forth. VJ from Connecticut will be coming to Chicago. Oh, sorry, I just yelled into the microphone. I can just never say New York City right for this trip. Good Lord. Not Chicago, was it? New York City. So he'll be coming up to New York City to, or down. Connecticut is north of, I think it's north of Chicago. I mean New York. Shit! Sorry, I cracked it. I overmodulated again. What am I doing? How's my battery? Oh my gosh, only one click. What was I talking about? Now I got completely thrown off by my loudness. Hello. My loudness. I think there's a different compression that I can use for being loud. I think it's called like vocal compression or something. Anyway. Oh, yes. And so I'll be hearing from, you'll be hearing from Henry a lot, definitely, when I, not a lot, but at least some. I definitely want to record some shows with him and also get to meet other podcasters from Connecticut. And I'll be meeting, I believe, David B., Mark Tafoya, I want to meet Tristan as well. All those people up in the New York City, I would like to meet all of you. And of course, my buddies, my podcasting buddies, Peter and Pinoy Boy, they will be seeing me there as well. And to Peter, I want to say all my love and hugs to you. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't need to go into all the details, but Peter, hugs from me, okay? Take care, and hopefully I'll get to see you very soon. And hopefully, please, if you like to pray to your goddess of mercy or your goddess of whatever, or your god or your deity or your Wii game set or your PlayStation 3, whatever you have, whatever you like to your iPhone or your MacBook Air, pray for me that the weather will be fine when I need to fly to New York City, because I really don't want to deal with bad weather. I hate to travel when there's bad weather. That's why I try not to fly during wintertime. Like last night, not the airport wasn't closed, but the... Oh, not last night. Yes, just yesterday morning, which is today, really, when I'm... Oh, shit. Shut up. microphone. It's very far away. It's like, you know, on the bottom of my bed. And I'm still in bed. It's 6:30 in the p.m. Oh my gosh, which means Bruce is coming back and I'm still not showered yet. Oh, I haven't folded my laundries. I suck. You know, sometimes I suck so big time. And thank goodness he loves me. We had a lovely Valentine's Day. I got him a card. He got me a card in the morning, too. And a card that, I don't know if I should be telling you this, but I will because it's sweet. He bought the card last year and actually hid it inside his underwear drawer. Because he doesn't have to worry about me finding out because I don't do laundry. He does my laundry for me. He does my laundry for me. And very nice of him. But, you know, I'm really ashamed to say that. But anyway. And so he put it inside his underwear drawer and therefore I won't be able to find it. And so he wrote a card for me and he got it from last year. And, yeah, and I've got a surprise for him, too. Well, hopefully he'll like the surprise. Maybe I'll tell you more about it the next time I record the show. But that would definitely be after I post the show for Paul Pura and Andrew Lim from the GeeksWeeklyTV.com podcast from Malaysia. So I'm going to go take my shower now. You will not come with me to my shower. And thank goodness you don't have to. Because you will probably collapse and hurt yourself. And, I saw on my iTunes that Lady Raptastic has a new show. I want to contact Lady Raptastic and actually do an interview with Lady Raptastic. Wouldn't that be fun? I love that Lady Raptastic. Maybe we'll do a song together. I don't know. I have to write her and tell her that I want to do a show with her. Mm-hmm. Thank you, please. She would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's all. I will talk to you all later. And yeah, I will talk to you next week when you get to hear the thingy. And then you will get to probably hear more of me when I go to New York because I'll probably be posting a lot of tiny little shows. How about we call it showlets? We'll be posting some showlets, little shows. So we'll be have a little showlets every few days. So maybe every day. It depends because, you know, oftentimes when I say I'm going to do show like every day, I'll end up not doing anything. So if I have the opportunity to do that, I definitely would probably be be recording a bit of my showlets on the way to Japan. Japan. Oh, Lord. Not Japan. New York City. Here I come. The Big Apple. Mm-hmm. I'm crazy. Anyway, take care of yourself. And if you're in a wintry weather, bundle up and stay warm. And if you have to drive, drive very carefully. And I will talk to you soon. Oh, of course, somebody I have to send my love out to also is Brad. Brad from 773 Podcast. I'm glad that you're home. And I saw his tweet that he's home now. And please give us a full report on your show or send me a text or call me and tell me all about it. I'm sure you can just record a show and tell the whole world about it. He apparently was not feeling well and admitted to the hospital and actually did a hospital podcast on a hospital bed, which is pretty amazing, quite fun. I mean, not him being in the hospital, but, you know, just hearing from him, especially he gets interrupted by his nurses. It's so cool. So go over to 773podcast.com and check out the his shows from last week, and hopefully I'll get to hear from him very quickly, also his update and all that, and yeah. So I will talk to you soon. Next week you get to hear the interview, and then the following you'll probably after that recording, you will probably get to hear from me from New York City, or at least on the way there. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you all later. And don't forget to smile, ladies. Bye. Ta-da.